You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is here now to dissect the terms Cajun and Creole.
Cajun and Creole are two words that are synonymous with Louisiana and are often used interchangeably, especially when the subject is food. Yet most people don't realize that these terms reflect very different cultures, both of which are found in the Bayou State. The term Creole is difficult to define, but in early Louisiana, it referred to a person who had a mixture of primarily Spanish, French, Native American, and/or African heritage, and who was born in the New World. Other cultures represented North African corsairs, and English, and the Irish as well. There were primarily white Creoles who were known as French Creoles, whether or not they had Spanish blood. Black Creoles were known as African Creoles. Both groups were descendants of early settlers of Louisiana during the colonial period. Prior to the Civil War, most families in southeastern Louisiana claimed Creole origins. Huge numbers of wealthy Creoles flooded into Louisiana in the early 1790s after the successful slave revolt on Santo Domingo, or San Domingue, on the island of Hispaniola. Most settled in and near New Orleans and revitalized the culture of the Crescent City. They were wealthy and educated and brought a distinctly Caribbean flair. They also brought with them an aura of elitism. This influx created an entirely new upper and middle class in the colony. The early French and Spanish officials and their contemporary colonists were all born in either the mother countries or, in the case of the French, sometimes in New France or Canada. The Creoles, as products of combinations of cultures and born in the New World, were more exotic. They created new ways of doing things, and their language was either Parisian French or the non-standard patois. This was particularly true in and near New Orleans. Black Creoles forged a song-like language for mixtures of French, Spanish, West African, and Caribbean words, phrases, and grammar. Many wealthy Creoles of color, or mulattoes, spoke both, and these can still be heard in southeastern and central Louisiana today. Cajuns, or more properly Acadians, were pure French and had little in common with the Creoles. They entered Louisiana as a result of the French loss in the Seven Years' War, also known as the French and Indian War. They refused to accept British domination of their eastern Canadian homeland that they called Acadie. They came to the colony not under French control, but under the Spanish. They were almost uniformly poor, held a much lower social status, and possessed no love of government of any kind. The Spanish were happy to have them, and the Cajuns settled into the wild lands of south and central Louisiana, roughly from Bayou Lafourche to Abbeville and north to near Bunkie. Their food was that of the simple farmer or fisherman. They lived off the land and the water, trapping and fishing and eating food without any flamboyant refinement, such as the Creole style of cuisine. Of the two cultures, the Acadian remained the most consistent. These Frenchmen and their families did not mix well with other groups. Their language remained pure, cut off from the ever-evolving Parisian French. Thus, today, Cajun French seems rustic to the educated ear. Until the American government took over Louisiana in 1803, the Creoles and the Cajuns were the primary European influences in the region. They both remain as important segments of Louisiana's rich, multifaceted heritage. Their cultures have endured, which is particularly surprising when one considers that there was once a movement to ban Cajun French and force the Cajuns to better assimilate into a more European-American culture. Creole or Cajun, today they are both considered to be decidedly a part of Louisiana, and both demonstrate that history matters.